Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We roll along on a Monday after I've been on my worldwide journey. I think it's been like five airplanes. It makes sense I might, you know, not be 100%.
Yeah.
Because I was, let's see, direct down and back on Monday, so that's two. Then Wednesday,
direct.
And then transfer coming back yesterday.
Oh, you did so, transfer? Where'd you transfer?
Phoenix.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's a good one. Otherwise, we're going to be back at midnight.
Yeah. So, yeah, you fly down to Phoenix, and that's, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's not even that bad. Yeah. And so then you just fly the rest of the way. Yeah, yep. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you play any slot machines?
Just to throw $20 away. It's the dumbest thing ever. Those are so stupid. Like, I don't know what to root for.
I don't either. Like, and people win on them. I just don't. But I don't know how.
Yeah, and they lose on them, too.
Well, sure. They wouldn't put them in if it was a net profit for the player.
Is that their number one moneymaker? Is it the slot machines?
I would say that vault by volume it probably is, but in terms of margin, it's probably craps or baccarat or roulette or something like that. You know, I don't actually know. Number one revenue game in a casino.
Yeah.
Revenue.
Slot machines, far and away the biggest moneymaker, raking in over half the total revenue.
Really?
$34 billion. This is in Vegas. Let's see. 5.1% increase from 2021 and 22. Table games, second at $10
billion. Wow.
Wow.
I'm thinking of most edge. You know, which game has the most edge? Because, like, you know, I could understand, like, if more people are probably playing slot machines, so the revenue's
going to... And there's no effect on the outcome.
Right. Right.
Now...
So, but in terms of margin of a game, it does look like baccarat's probably like the best.
So, commercial gaming revenue, this is from 2023, atop $60 billion last year. And I'm sure it's up from that. Driven a modest rise in slots and table gaming, along with the explosion in sports betting that topped 2021's record. So, slot machines, far and away, over half, $34.2 billion.
You know, it's... I don't get into slot machines. I know some people really enjoy them. It's just not for me. I like to play blackjack. That's what I like to play. If the casino in Southern Indiana, if they would turn those blackjack tables on, you know, right there in the sports book, like, you know, that look at the televisions, that's like a dream.
Yeah.
You know, that type of situation. Or poolside blackjack in Vegas. They have a
or
few,
Bahamas.
Or the Bahamas.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so the poolside blackjack, those are amazing. You know, so that's you know, if I can watch sports or if I can sit poolside, one or the other, that's the main objective.
Are they back working next door?
It looks like the work trucks are there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what they're doing though.
Who
it's not
knows?
As loud as it.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be. You know, I mean, we get all excited about sports gambling and I love it and it's been great for our business, but the iGaming industry, is going to blow sports gaming like out of the water.
Really? iGaming?
Like when you have a casino on your phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is the states that have done it, all it's different level.
So I don't think I could trust that. Like,
oh, it's regulated, but still. I mean, I don't either.
No, I want actual cards. I want to, you know, see the shuffling happen. I don't want digital cards. It's just something about it.
Oh, I agree. I don't trust them. It's regulated. If they ever, you know, whatever. But
right. I did watch some videos of Dana White. He plays 75,000 a hand, two hands in blackjack. So he plays two hands at a time.
Oh,
at a time at like a blackjack table in like VIP area, and
$75,000 a hand.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's incredible.
I've not heard.
It's $150 per deal. $150,000 per deal, and this is how Celine Dion's husband apparently racked up some huge debt with some casino. Well, and that's why she ended up performing there forever.
Oh, really?
He'd play two hands of blackjack, and huge amounts of money, and like lost tons of cash because blackjack it's hard enough to play one hand and like keep track of what's going on. Play two? Come on.
I'm trying to see if I need to confirm this story.
I was a video of him talking about it, and the guy was doing the interview and was like, "I think the biggest bet I've ever made is like $300 or $400."
I also do think Dana White can exaggerate things too, like Rick Pitino style.
Oh, sure.
I will say this though: the guy I flew back, the guy that worked at the Bellagio, he was just on the plane next to me with his, you know, kid. He's like a 2-year-old.
Yeah,
and you know he'd been working at Bellagio till like 2 a.m. He actually works at the club where Bruno Mars has a like a jazz,
like a residency.
Yeah, no. He owns like a jazzy sort of restaurant somewhere inside the Bellagio, and he said Dana White is famously a great tipper.
Really?
Yeah. Like
oh,
big
wow.
time.
Wants That's
to,
amazing.
Wants to make sure that everybody like who's involved in whatever room he's in is getting. Yeah.
Getting taken care of. Well, that's how you end up with great service. You know, oh, Coach Lieberman rolling through. How about that?
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah. Little Coach Lieberman there. So, we'll see what shirt
he's jacked
down.
Up, man.
Yeah,
he's over there. He's been working out. He's not drinking. He's getting all healthy. Why aren't you in my sauna? He ought to be in the sauna.
Yeah, revenue's Twin Peaks way down.
Yeah.
With Coach Lieberman not being around. So that's pretty good. But no, I love playing blackjack, but if I put $75,000, put $7,000 on a hand of blackjack, I'd be a puddle.
75,000? I mean, how many hands can a guy really play?
Well, if you're churning, if you're winning and losing, you know, you could
lose $1 million in 5 minutes.
You could do it really fast. But if you're blackjack is a game of runs. You go up, you go down, and generally, if you play long enough, you should, if you know what you're doing, be about even.
He said they gave him a trash bag full of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They gave him a trash bag full of cash.
Yeah. I mean, I would play this, but it's Dana White, so the odds are he's cursing in it. So
yeah, I don't know. You need to review
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have to read it. Yeah,
but he did talk about it, and I thought that was incredible. But yeah, if I'm at that level, I'm tipping everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad you put this in the thread. What is going on with Filipowski's crazy ass Mormon
Ask Nick Valvano.
Grooming? Wait, why?
Okay, apparently, his brother Filipowski's played on our softball team.
What?
Yeah, this was revealed on Friday. So
the one who's wait,
yes,
the how
Kyle Filipowski's brothers played on our softball team and.
The one who was tweeting about this whole
yes.
thing?
Yes. And so I think he's coming on the air today.
Oh, my God. That's a big interview.
Yeah, I think because they were trying to set it up, and Tanner and Nick were talking, and he's like, you can't do it today, but I can
Daniel
do it on
Filipowski?
Monday. Daniel Filipowski, yeah.
So this is what...
Nick Valvano knows him.
This would be like
Does
national
he live
news.
Here?
Huh?
Does he live here?
I don't know. But I know that he has been here enough to play on our softball team.
This requires an explanation. This
I don't
is amazing.
Know. I don't know any more than that. But
I'm not saying you have to come up with it. I'm saying this just requires an explanation.
Right.
Because if you haven't followed the story, I guess it came. They're saying one of the reasons he slid in the draft is because they're really concerned about his personal life, that he's mm-hmm. dating a girl 8 years older than him, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm tired of all that judgment. But
in high school, though.
She started dating when he was in high school and may have babysat for him, whatever.
She
creepy.
Graduated from college.
But it's not that part. It's the part where. It's called Mormon grooming that they're calling it. That's what they're saying.
I don't know.
Where they ask you to just get rid of your family.
Yeah.
That he wrote his family an email, did it via email to swear off his family, but at her request. Did you not follow this?
I followed it.
Yeah.
But I have people in my life that have converted from Catholic to Mormon, and it was a tough transition for the family, but it wasn't like a wedge.
They called
something.
It grooming.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what goes into that. You know,
I tried to Google Mormon grooming, and the only thing that came up were stories on Filipowski. So,
but apparently his brother's like gone in on Duke basketball, and like,
oh yeah, no,
the Duke student newspaper even had like a story on it, and he claims that the Duke basketball blocked the student newspaper from running it, and all this other stuff. And
so yeah, no, he said, because I was reading through this. He said he responded to one of the tweets and said, I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of this story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that's been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. And he said, if Giovanni responds to my DMs, he'd be able to get the full story that no one knows outside of who's involved, Duke's coaching staff and his agent.
Wow.
He says, other than messaging him on his IG account, talking about Giovanni, don't know how to get in touch with him, but look up and read on Mormon grooming and brainwashing, and you'll find some introductory details in there to connect some dots in the story that's going on here.
Hmm. Look, I don't know anything about the Latter-day Saints. They always, whenever I've met Mormons, have been amazing people. So, like, I don't like, but I don't know what's going on here, you know, with this particular story. Anytime I think where you break from your family like that without a real cause, like there hasn't been like a blow up in your family, if you're just doing it to, you know, kind of satisfy the whims of that person, it's a bad idea.
You know, I just don't know why this would make a guy fall in the draft to the second round.
Well, they might be concerned about his mental stability. Like, what happens when she breaks up with him and he's, changed his entire life? Of course, it is great that the Jazz drafted him.
And that's the most amazing part of the story, that he's going to Mormon Ground Zero. Did they know about this?
I imagine they looked into it.
They thought maybe this is the best environment for him. Maybe.
Yeah, that is it's insane. I think that I want to hear from Daniel Filipowski if Nick can actually deliver this appearance on our air, because I would love to know more about the story. Like, how did this happen? She's older, you know, that doesn't matter as you get older in life. Like, you get to 25 years old, you want to date somebody that's 33, that's not that big a deal. But you know, high school to college, I kind of understand that.
People like creeped out because their first picture was when it was like his senior prom and she was 24.
Yeah, that is a little creepy. And I went to...
Is it? Or are you like...
Well, I went to proms.
Do you walk out there like, hey, I'm the man. You see my 24-year-old girlfriend?
I mean, I went to proms when I was a freshman.
That's what I think.
You know, so I get that, but not, I wasn't going to like...
Wait a minute. What did you just say? You went to prom as a freshman. You had some senior cougar taking you.
Yeah. So
that's only 3 years difference.
That's only 3 years difference. This is like 6-7 years difference, is it? Because she graduated from college.
You're halfway there.
Right. But I mean,
you're half Filipowski.
I didn't break from my family, though.
No?
I love my family.
Yeah, I know.
They're amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
I would never.
What kind of psychopath is able to convince, I don't mean psychopath's wrong word, sociopath, is able to convince a guy who's a stud player at Duke to throw your family away for me while you are at Duke? I assume have many options. I imagine finding a date ain't tough for Duke basketball players, my guess.
So she's Mormon, so you got to rule out the Hawk Tua.
Well, depends on how much of a manipulator and brainwasher she is. She might be a little Machiavellian route there and justify the means. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I want to know more about this.
Like,
sick, twisted manipulation.
So what was happening on Friday was...
Potentially.
This was going down. Strebel's out this week. So they talked about recording it, like possibly on Saturday.
What?
Recording the Filipowski interview.
Because
Strebel really wanted to do it.
Because
he really wanted to be here for it. But I don't know what ended up happening.
So
with
is
the
it going to be on the V Show? Or is it going to be on...
I thought it was going to be on the Roundtable. That's what they were trying to get done on Friday. Now, I don't know Daniel Filipowski's schedule.
Nick was going to line it up for the...
Yeah, I mean, Nick knows this guy.
But why would he do it on one of the two shows that he's a regular on?
I don't know if we want to get him on.
I mean,
because
if Chase is like, hey, I got this great interview, we're going to give it to Ennis.
Yeah, well, It's the equivalent.
This is a good Strebel interview, though.
But the thing is, it is a good Strebel interview. And Bob's going to ask him about his favorite cereal. You know,
fair point.
He's not going to ask him about this. You know, like, like Nick understands what his dad's
going to
do.
I want to hear Rummage ask him about it.
Yes, Rummage. Rummage would be good. Rummage would be good. Ennis would be great. We would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I would
Why
love to
doesn't
sit,
Nick do the interview like, since he knows him?
Drew, I would love for to sit back and watch you talk to this guy. It would be like, I would just, it would be theater for me.
But you almost have to have Nick as a part of the interview so he feels comfortable.
That's a good point. That's a real
good
point.
Not almost. Like, I think he's got to, I think he's got
to
be.
I think this is a guy that wants to tell a
story. I think Nick needs to do the interview, to be honest with you. I mean.
Right.
Or at least
be present.
Lead the interview.
Right. And if he's in town, the guy can come in the studio. I don't know how often he's in town. I don't know.
I want to know how the hell he's on a softball team.
He's played on our softball team. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
My dad's reporting that there was a kid that used to work with him that's friends with the family and said that the
So there's some
the
sort
woman,
of Louisville connection.
Yeah, something's happening. But he said that the woman lived on campus with him, and he wasn't allowed to hang out with his teammates, and she walked with him to class and kept him secluded basically from everybody.
Really?
Yeah, that would scare some NBA teams off.
Yeah. She's walking with him to class to make sure nobody gets into his ear.
I guess so.
He's been kidnapped.
And the Mormons drafted him. It was like, was this a long play by the Jazz management?
The Jazz sent him. They wanted Phil Baskis. Last year he was a first rounder, and he came back to school to go up in the draft and ended up slipping into the second round. I don't know. Maybe Rich Paul told everybody.
Until Utah said, we'll take him.
We'll take him. This isn't a
He'll
problem.
He'll fit right in here. That's the scary part. White this story's going to get some more coverage. This is.
Well, sure, because I think this guy and the mom seem willing to talk.
It's on Twitter, yeah.
They want their son back. Give me back my son. I want my kid back.
Yeah. No, like that's the Mel Gibson. Give me back my son.
Oh, that's right.
From Ransom.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was a great movie. Yeah. I haven't thought about that movie in a long time.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah. From that
man. Mel Gibson was a good actor, right?
Yeah,
he got railroaded.
Touch on the other political issues.
I don't remember why he got railroaded. I really don't. I don't recall.
We've got Libyan terrorists, power rankings, Mel Gibson, Filipowski. We'll cover abortion next. What do you want to cover?
No. I do not want to talk about that in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
No, thank you.
Okay.
But if you do want to talk about which president could hit the longest drive, I'm here for it.
Yeah. How about that?
Don't you think like NBC or somebody should put that like a round of golf, presidential round of golf on television? That would be, I would watch the heck out of that.
Oh, yeah. Mano a mano. Yeah.
It would be amazing.
I'd watch it for about an hour and then I would be all right. Get these guys off the course.
I don't know. It would be pure entertainment, especially you mic them up, have them talking trash to one another.
Yeah, you're going
to
mic them up.
You're going to mic them up. No, like they did in that course in Montana where like Phil Mickelson and DeChambeau and those guys with Aaron Rodgers. That would be great for this. And then you could raise money for a good cause. You know, raise
money.
Was
it DeChambeau that went up to Mickelson and asked for his money back from that? Was that the DeChambeau story where like he went to him on some event later and said he wanted his money back for it? And you know, Mickelson peeled off like a couple $100 that I made like 8 million of these or something on that. I don't know.
They're both live golfers now, so.
No. All right. We'll talk to you here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Get over to Fitness Market. Lieberman's here. He's probably on his way to my sauna at some point. So if you're looking for a sauna, you're looking for exercise equipment, dumbbells, whatever it is, cardio, they've got it for you at Fitness Market. I would go longer, but my voice sucks on live reads.
Fitness Market is amazing. Yeah. They have the massage chair.
You want that.
They have all the stuff that can go around your fitness equipment, too, whether it's the right carpet, the mats, mirrors, like stuff that you don't even necessarily think about. Like you want your weights, you want your gym. Oh, I want a mirror right there. They have all that over there at the Fitness Market to fully outfit your gym or your home gym, and you need that on a hot day like today or if it's raining and this is the time.
Training
that
for power slap. Yeah.
What do they have for that over there?
I don't think they have anything for that.
I don't know how you train.
They do
for
like
it.
This: get Biden and Trump in a power slap.
That's right. Rummage is around. Everybody's here. So go Fitness see our Market. Friends over there at Fitness Market. They've got everything for you.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. Patriotic songs this week. I hear you. There you go. I am looking through now. This Haley Welch, the Hawk-Tua girl, just comes up. Who was the dude here that looks like he's like stoned out of his? It was like a meme already, almost. This guy that's with, that's not anybody famous.
I don't know who that is.
Not an influencer,
but
okay.
he is now.
Now she's got like, you know, she's posting all over the place.
Okay, Haley, what? I'm gonna follow
Welch.
This girl. Haley Welch, is it with an I or no I?
I'm sure you'll find it. 256,000 followers.
All right, Haley Welch.
I mean, how about that? That's crazy.
She holding a snake.
Brother, if you just talk to a girl, IG, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
256,000. Yeah.
I got 134,000.
She's got a link right there to. Oh, you do? Wait, on Instagram or what?
On Instagram. Hey. Oh, okay. I found the one you follow. I'm going to follow that one.
I mean, you know what? I mean, I'm assuming that's
only
it, but I could be wrong.
Only 14 posts makes me
skeptical.
Skeptical. Yeah. But, only following,
but could
three.
You get to 256,000 but you're right, that does make me skeptical.
I'm unfollowing. Only 14 posts, yeah. And only following three people. This girl's following lots of people. Yeah, only following three here. Yeah, we haven't found the real.
And do we know
yet.
yeah
let me know we find the real one. I'll follow the real one.
All right, well, fair enough. If you want to get in, 267-9680, our number to get in, text away UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Let's jump on in here this morning. Let's see. I'm looking at, what is this?
It's more Filipowski news, which we've discovered that Daniel Filipowski, Kyle's brother, goes to U of L. And Rummage came in here at the break to tell us that Daniel Filipowski was hanging out at Tom Sawyer Park and asked him to play pickup in the softball league because we were man down.
Oh, okay.
So he played.
That's how they met.
And so that's how they met. And I think he's played several times since then because Knicks used him as fill-ins when guys couldn't show up. So he would show up.
So he's a gas bag.
Yeah, he's a gas bag. Yeah, so we got to get him on the air.
Nick's got to.
Nick has to.
I think this is Nick's moment.
This is Nick's moment. I mean, Nick's had lots of moments. He's got tons of guests. Nick's phone is incredibly good.
When he wants it to be.
When he wants it to be.
Yeah. Same with Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a little Rolodex in there that they've got lots of stuff. I didn't have Daniel Filipowski on the board, but.
So how are we celebrating SMU and Stanford and Cal coming into the league? You fired up?
I mean, I think SMU's way better than people think. Cal and Stanford, I don't think are very good at football. I don't know. Like the other sports, they're going to come in and probably like upset people with like volleyball and field hockey and, you know.
Well, no
like
one's going to care that much if they lose.
Well, I think the coaches do. I mean, like Danny Busman-Kelly, like it's been Louisville and Pittsburgh. Louisville, Pittsburgh, Stanford, you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's – but, like, they lose in field hockey. I don't think anybody's going to have a bad day.
But those are the sports that Stanford and Cal are really good at. You know, they're always swimming. Like, for
women's
Arthur
Albrey-Ero. Yeah.
Yeah, women's basketball. Like, they up the ante in those sports.
Yeah, women's basketball, big time.
Yeah. But in terms of, like, men's basketball and men's football, I don't think you're going to see a lot, at least initially, out of those
Where
two
do they help? How does Louisville benefit or the ACC benefit? And then all we really care about is ourselves and this stuff. With them being in the league, I don't see any downside.
There's no downside there. You get a whole other market.
Yeah.
California is huge. The Bay Area.
You get strength in numbers, to me, is the biggest thing you get out of it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, in the ACC's contract, they cannot lose. They can't go below 14 members.
14,
or it invalidates the league deal. So with ESPN, so this, if you lose, it buys you insurance too.
That's, to me, I agree.
You know, it's
that's
an insurance
it
play. So, you know, rather than the Pac-12 falling apart, you know, like it did, it kind of gives you a buffer that if you lose a school or two, and it doesn't suck to be in California or Texas, you know, and,
yeah.
And but in football, I don't think people have a real appreciation yet for the team that SMU's bringing back. We play them the week after Notre Dame. To me, that is the ultimate trap game. They've got a pro at quarterback. They have a really good offensive line. I expect their offense to be good. I don't know what they have defensively, but they are they're well put together on the football side of things. And they're only going to get better because they're going to be able to recruit Dallas you know, at a Power 5 level, which is going to be way more attractive than SMU's been for the last 30 years. So watch out for SMU, especially with the amount of money they're willing to spend on NIL and athletics
in
general.
Yeah, that part scares you a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to be good. I mean, SMU, and like if it's my kid and SMU is, and you get to go get, if I'm in Tennessee, you know, I'm looking at UT, and if SMU comes calling, I'm like, well, if you're not a pro, you're at least going to have an SMU degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that carries some weight. I mean, that's why Stephen Heron went all the way out there to Stanford, because he's like, I can go get a Stanford degree and maybe I'll be an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up not being an NFL player. Okay? That's okay. Stephen Heron now is going to go through life with a Stanford degree. It's not a bad play.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad play. And you could do what Thor Griffith is doing. Go get a Harvard degree and then transfer for your final year, like Stephen Heron did, and go play a major of college football. See if you're a pro.
Yeah.
I mean,
that makes sense to me. Use your academics, use your athletics to benefit from your academics.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we get. So let's get back for one second. So the U.S., you think, may win tonight because they're not going to play their couple of players on.
Yeah, and we have to.
Does that save this guy? Say they win tonight and then get busted in the first round. Is this guy gone still?
I would like for him to be gone. I would have liked for him to be gone anyways. Not that he did. He did a great job at the World Cup.
Yeah.
But it,
what do people not like about this? Is it coach, manager? What do you call him?
Yeah, he's a manager, I guess. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't, because honestly, the amount of time he gets with the players, it's not like he can really coach them to do anything. He just has to set them up tactically and tell them what he expects of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it was very non-progressive, and I thought there were some coaches out there that we could have, you know, got that maybe fit our players a little bit better. Mm. But now it's, I don't know. I don't know where we would go if we get rid of him, but the style's pretty boring. But the U.S., like, our expectations, like, England's manager right now is under a lot of fire.
Boy, they got lucky yesterday.
Yeah, and they play a very boring style.
Yeah.
But they have a right to expect a little bit more flair because their players are world class. Our players are, I wouldn't say like world class, but they're upper echelon. You know, they all play
top leagues.
They
make fun of us and Ted Lasso all over the place.
Yeah, they're not. You know, they're role players on very good teams or good players on average teams.
Should we play more like the European style or the Copa America style?
I like the European style a lot, and I think a lot of our players play in Europe, and we could try to play that way. But honestly, when we had Jurgen Klinsmann in 2014 as our manager, we at least were the most in-shape team there. So we could just run. That's what we're good at. That's kind of the American style. It's like you
being
just run.
Shape.
Yeah. You run and you press and you run and you run some more. So if you've got one thing you can hang your hat on, I like that idea.
Yeah. We're just never going to be that good in this. It doesn't seem like compared to the rest of the world.
Well, no. I mean, literally in England, you decide whether you're going to be a soccer player when you're 13 years old.
Yeah.
So you're training every single day.
I mean, you're not getting, you know, Corvin Lamb. I mentioned him earlier in the show. He's not playing soccer. He's playing football, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And James Quick.
Lamar Jackson,
James Quick, they're playing football. They probably would be amazing soccer players if they played. Our top
Who do you look at another sport and say, maybe, man, he'd be a great soccer player?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean, Lamar would be good. Maybe not in the same
way, yeah.
way that people probably think so, but he would just be good because he's so quick.
A lot of receivers, because I perceive soccer as being, you know, obviously a feet sport, but receiver is such a, you have to be so good with your feet.
And coordinated.
And your body.
Yeah, the tap ability of those toes.
Yeah,
who's Odell. Who else?
Odell was one that played, and he
Tyreek Hill probably wouldn't be too bad.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Could you imagine?
But even then, like, so in Spain, if you watch them play, there's a 16-year-old playing, starting for Spain. Jeez. And he's unbelievable. They have their country set up in such a way, like, they all teach the same tactics from a young age. So they all know how to do the same stuff. They think with one brain almost by the time they're playing all together. And they're training all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And we're not going to be like that because we value education so much. That you got to spend a lot of time on education when you don't get that much time on the soccer field.
Really interesting.
Throw those books away, man. Get there on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, we don't bring these kids in here to play school. You know?
Who said that? Who was that?
I don't know.
Somebody said that.
Michael Irvin?
Jameis Winston, I think.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Like, we're not bringing all these kids into U of L to play school. You know, we're getting them to play football, basketball, soccer, field hockey, volleyball, whatever. Like, maybe if we're going to start paying these kids, maybe that's what we're bringing them in for. If they want to go to school, they can go to school.
I mean, they're all taking online classes now anyway, aren't they?
A lot of them are. I mean, with the especially in, like, basketball and some of these sports that travel a lot, you have to.
How about old Jamarcus Russell? See what happened to him?
No, I saw him in the news, but I didn't read it.
Well, you know, he was a volunteer assistant at his high school alma mater.
Okay.
But facing a lawsuit now since a guy gave him a $74,000 check, a local business owner.
Okay.
That saying he approached him for a donation to help the weight room.
Oh.
The school never got the money. And Russell reportedly, and I don't know how this works, deposited it and then withdrew $55,000 of it. You'd think it would make it out to the school and not Jamarcus Russell.
Right. Yeah, you'd make it out to the school, or you just go buy the equipment and have it shipped over.
Well, but if you're going to a local businessman, if you want my money, I'm not going to
write it out to you. I'm going to write it out
to you. Yeah, I'm certainly not going to go
Saint X
to the business. I'm not going to go to Fitness Market and say, you want money from me, I'm going to give it to you or the school.
Right.
But I wouldn't. Who would make it out to? Me. What?
No.
Get the hell out of here. So the school is suing him. Is he that broke?
He would.
The Jamarcus Russell, who signed a $40 to $50 million,
lots of money.
Not several. He was one and done contract.
No, but I'm saying millions of dollars. It was a big
his
contract.
Signing bonus was. I think he might have been one of the last ones before there was the rookie scale.
He definitely started 6 years, $61 million,
$32 million though guaranteed.
Yeah, he could be that broke.
God,
you could be that broke
to steal from your high school.
Now that's a crime, right? That's like embezzlement.
Well, they're suing. Yeah, he's getting sued,
but. I mean, it's also criminal.
I guess. I would assume so. But it doesn't say that. He's just facing a lawsuit.
Huh.
Now, because they're accusing him of taking the money. I mean, I don't see any criminal.
Although, if somebody writes me a check for the purposes of
I would think that's a crime, yeah.
That feels like a crime.
Yeah, but that's not this.
Yeah, yeah. So, but they're going to sue him for the money. I mean, if the money's there, they might be able to get it. But if the money's not there, what are you going to do?
Now, where's my Sunday ticket money? Is what I want to know. So, they order the NFL to pay $4.7 billion in damages after the league violated antitrust laws and distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on the premium subscription services. So, it covered 2.4 million residential subscribers, 48,000 businesses. They're going to appeal it, so
yeah, it's going to get on. But before you can get a dime, the NFL is going to appeal it. They felt like they had a good case. They lost, but several $1 billion in losses here for the NFL that they're going to have to pay out because of.
I mean, I always thought it was weird, like I had to get this satellite dish put on my TV just to watch the NFL. But
right.
I chose to do that. You know, it wasn't like I was forced to do
it. So I guess the argument, and I'm. I don't know if I was entirely right. The argument was that because the price was so high that it kept they wanted to keep the price high so it didn't affect the network ranking, the ratings on like NBC and or CBS and Fox, and that like they only wanted so many subscribers to it, and so that's why they made the price higher than it needed to be. And so I don't know why that I felt like I got value out of the NFL.
I did too,
you know. So
yeah,
I
always felt like
back.
I was happy to argue with Jim and get my get my deal done with DirecTV.
Yeah, but you know,
and I'm happy to pay the price now.
Me too.
But if I were an advertiser, I'd hate this.
An advertiser?
I don't see a commercial for 7 hours on Sunday when the viewership is through the roof.
That's a good point.
I watch the Red Zone.
Yeah, I don't see
If I were an advertiser, I would hate the Red Zone.
Yeah, you almost need to mix in some ads like in the bottom right-hand corner or something.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Something that, yeah.
So that, you
know. Like the golf stuff where they play through.
And then maybe that was how they kept the advertisers happy, because it's like, yeah, we have the Red Zone channel, but it's really expensive, and we kind of make sure we limit how many subscribers we actually have.
But they don't limit it. I mean,
but they do buy based on price.
Like, well, anybody who has the money can pay it.
Anybody who has the money can pay it, but they don't.
Yeah, an advertiser, they'd hate to reach a high income earning individual.
Right, exactly. But I love the Red Zone channel. I wish college football could figure it out.
It's just different because all the networks aren't working together. They don't have the kickoffs coordinated.
I know.
It just works.
It works really well. But college football having a Red Zone channel would be amazing. It would be all I could watch. But
it's just the games don't last uniformly like they do in the NFL.
I know.
I mean, like, some games will take 4 hours. Some will take three.
Yeah. Can you imagine being Chris Hansen? Is it Chris Hansen or Scott Hansen? Which Hansen is it? Which
Scott Hansen? Why are you here?
Imagine
are you,
Scott
who
Hansen.
Who do you think you're meeting for pizza?
From
Catch a Predator.
From noon to 2 a.m.
It's a different show. It's a different show than Scott Hansen.
But imagine being Scott Hansen.
Whatever happened to old Chris Hansen, too?
14 hours.
Gosh, that I'd say with that Chris Hansen guy, though, he had his heart rate never went up. He was just cold-blooded killer. So why are you here?
Well,
are you meeting a 16-year-old?
We need more sting operations like this.
I agree.
I feel like this is all I want LMPD to do. Just round them up.
I don't know. Yeah.
Cast them off. Let's buy an island in the Caribbean and ship them all there.
I mean, that show was disturbing and a good thing all at once. Like,
so I have a friend of mine works for KSP, Kentucky State Police, and he works in that.
It's derivative of KSR, KSP.
No, but he works in that line.
Yeah.
And he says he can catch people all day.
I bet it's, and that's bet how it's so scary disturbing.
It is. Yeah. He's like, we need like 10 of me to get them all. So it's kind of incredible.
Yeah. So Scott Hansen, though, to answer your question.
I'm going to forever mix up the Hansons.
I know.
Umbop and these guys.
Yeah. No, I think they're spelled differently, right? Yeah.
They probably are. One's an E-N, one's an O-N. O-N.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'll probably.
One has a bladder that's legendary because Scott Hansen, finally, broke the seal, after 15 years or something, right?
I can't be the only person who calls him Chris Hansen, right? I know he's
I've done it.
You've done it, yeah. Like, I wonder if he's annoyed by it.
Oh, people probably like, oh, you're Chris Hansen. No, I am not.
I'm not Chris Hansen. I am Scott Hansen.
Yeah. I deal in football. Those are the oblong objects I deal with.
You know what? John Bull would crush that.
He would.
He would crush that.
He would, because he stays. John Bull, Way Through News. Are you selling crack cocaine in this house right here?
Yeah, no.
Like, says it just as
calmly. That's what he needs to do. That's how he needs to do
closing
a series
act.
To catch a predator, you know, and it locally we'll put the Wave 3 camera lens on these guys, and we'll just let everybody know who they are.
So Scott Hansen played at Syracuse under Paul Pasolino and Dick McPherson.
Did he really?
He was a long snapper, wide receiver, and defensive back on the scout team, and the teammate of Marvin Harrison.
Wow, that's
he
pretty
was
cool.
Scout team player of the year in 1992.
Good for old Scott Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
Did Chris Hansen play anywhere?
Don't know. I have to ask him. Gosh, get me through this. I had a voice when I went to bed. What the hell happened?
It sounds better. Yeah, I don't know if it feels
it's not
better.
Getting, yeah, it's one of those it's getting worse.
Sounds better than it
Z-Pack steroids. Don't tell me. Oh, it might be viral. Just give it to me.
I don't think it's viral.
It works.
I think
it doesn't matter.
It's
it works. It works every time. Bats 1,000. So Yeah, maybe a rummage up next, 93.9.
Maybe we'll have this Daniel Filipowski on today.
Maybe.
I've got to find out from Nick Valvano. Nick, where's Daniel?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Get him on the air.
So you're betting on U.S. tonight then?
Yeah, I'd bet on us. We've got something to play for.
I'm going to hedge then.
Come on, U.S.
All right.
All right.
Drawbreaker going on, America.
I'm finished. Finito. Later.